KSRN News. I'm John Scott. All flights in and out of Reagan National Airport in the Washington, D.C. area came to a halt this morning because of a fire alarm in the control tower. The Federal Aviation Administration said the order to stop all flights went out just before 10:45 a.m. and was slated to remain in effect until noon Eastern. The FAA statement did not say whether any fire was found. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says the invasion of Ukraine has turned into a series of geostrategic disasters for Vladimir Putin.
One of the reasons he doesn't want to end the war is once the war's over, he's going to have to explain to the Russian people why he sacrificed a million Russians and then endured all those disasters and gained territory roughly half the size of the state of New York.
Senator Talent spoke recently with the Salem Radio Network. With more on today's important meeting with Ukraine's President Zelensky, with President Trump, that will shortly get underway. White House correspondent Greg Clexton.
Zelensky, who was not invited to the Alaska summit with Russia's Vladimir Putin, won't be alone for talks with Donald Trump. Leaders from France, Britain, Germany, Italy, and Finland will also be attending. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff says Putin has agreed that the United States and European allies could offer Ukraine a security guarantee resembling NATO's collective defense mandate as part of an eventual deal to end the war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hurricane Aaron has strengthened to a Category 4 storm that threatens to bring life-threatening surf and rip currents to the eastern coast of the U.S. The rains caused by the storm already beginning to hit southeastern Bahamas and the Turk and Caicos Islands, where a tropical storm warning is in effect. Stocks are lower, the Dow dropping 28 points, the NASDAQ composite losing 49. This is SRN News. A call for American leadership.
Religious freedom is in decline almost everywhere in the world that you look, and Miles Windsor says the U.S. needs to do something about it. He's with the Religious Freedom Institute, and in a Newsweek op-ed, he says, quote, there are both humanitarian and deeply strategic reasons for prioritizing international religious freedom and foreign policy. Where such freedoms are safeguarded, democracy is more robust, conflicts are less likely, and the prospect of trade opportunities abound. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's very difficult to build a church in mostly Muslim Indonesia. A congregation in East Java had a construction project underway, but has now been shut down by the government despite having previously obtained all necessary permission. Indonesia boasts the largest Muslim population on earth, and there is very little religious freedom there. Muslims make up 87% of the population. This is SRN News. American lawmakers using a trip to South Korea and Japan to explore how the United States can tap those allies' shipbuilding expertise. President Trump wants to revive U.S. shipyards. Bolivia heading to a presidential runoff after nearly two decades of left-wing dominance.
Bolivia's presidential vote is headed to an unprecedented runoff after Sunday's elections. It ends nearly 20 years of dominance in the country by the leftist party Movimiento al Socialismo. Early results showed centrist Senator Rodrigo Paz drew more votes than the right-wing frontrunners, but not enough to secure an outright victory. With over 91% of the ballots counted, Paz received 32.8% of the votes cast, while former President Jorge Tuzo Quiroga finished second with 26.4%. Candidates need to surpass 50% or 40% with a 10-point margin of victory to avoid a runoff.
More details at srnnews.com.